Protester and parent Karen Brady brought her daughter to the protest. Although her child attends Tapestry Charter School in Buffalo, they are in support of Buffalo Public School children.
I'm out here with my daughter today to show her, to teach her that it's important to stand up. It's important to stand up when you see things happening that are wrong.
My teacher's tell me that bullying is wrong, which is Carl Paladino teach us.
9-year-old Allison Brady reading her protest sign. The young girl had a very powerful message for Paladino.
You know, it doesn't matter what you mean to say, it matters how it affects people.
He doesn't understand that he is a racist. He doesn't understand that he is an impediment. He doesn't understand that he's a bad role model for our kids.
Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore is also calling for Paladino to step down. Remore accuses him of violating student bullying rules.
I think there's going to be different papers that are going to be filed. The BTF will also be filing papers as well. But there'll be a number of different, you know, filings, legal filings that'll be made.
Many demonstrators call Paladino a racist for his harsh comments about President Obama and the First Lady. One of the protesters was 18-year-old Austin Herrig, who ran a close race last May against Paladino.
In all essence, I think this needed to happen. And I think that the people of Buffalo really can see now that Carl Paladino just is not right for the children of Buffalo.
Herrig says he's gearing up for another anti-Paladino protest to be held January 5th. Protesters will be marching to Paladino's South Buffalo home, asking him to resign. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Paladino needs to go!